putting together pieces. I was concerned some of them wouldn't come back at all, but they're there. They just require some sorting. The problem with memory is that it's rarely reliable. You have to put some logic in the gaps. I'm speaking with them, but I wouldn't be speaking fluently, so I have to assume there was some more difficulty in the conversation. I'm running, but there's not anywhere to go, so what did I think I could do? I'm hurt, but they needed me, so they must not have purposefully injured me. I think. Logic only takes you so far. Most of this is just educated guesses, which really doesn't help right about now. Here are the facts. I wanted to know what they were and what they wanted so badly that I baited them into having no other choice but taking me along. So they took me, and Jude helped. My body was hidden in the Institute for safekeeping, but for about 8 months, my mind, my consciousness, was separated from it. I lived in an alien world as a prisoner, and then maybe as a guest. I could have been forced, but I believe I was convinced. Either way, I helped them with the crossing from this dimension to ours. There are more of them here now. And I don't know what's preventing them from fully crossing over. I must have failed in that, and I don't know if I'm relieved or a little disappointed I couldn't figure it out, honestly. By the time Trish and Jude pulled me out, I couldn't remember how long I'd been there. And then I couldn't remember what I was doing. I suspect that's from the trauma of being suddenly yanked back into my own body. We aren't meant to be split up like that, and we definitely aren't meant to wake up shoved into a supply closet with bodies that don't remember any of the things we've just been through. There's a weird sensation. You know you've been hurt, you feel the bruise on your arm, but there's no bruise there. And it doesn't hurt when you push down, just phantom pains, and you don't expect them. Did I have a body while I was over there? Did I think I had a body while I was there? There's no way to look into that process. Not right now. There's no way to cross back over without intervention by one of them, and, well, I'm not gonna get that easily. Unless this sort of opportunity arises. When Trish suggested I try to make records of what I remembered, I don't think she meant for me to use them to weigh my options like this. I think she wanted something a little more emotional. I'd prefer a scientific record. A way to talk out the problem. If they wanted to hurt Trish and Jude and the others, they already would have. I know they wouldn't hesitate. If they wanted to kill them, even, I know they're already here. I hear the walls at night. I hear the whispering in the back of my head, residue from 8 months of contact. Jake's offer isn't the first. It might be the last. This is not a negotiation. They don't think in those terms. And I'd rather go willing than not. I knew Jake when he was a student. We had classes together. He died in 1,000 simulations rather than risk other crew members or give in to demands. I could last maybe a few hours longer than him. Maybe. Willpower makes all the difference, and I don't have as much motivation to refuse. Okay, here I am, driving myself in circles. If it were up to me, I would try to make contact. We would send out a signal, and they would answer it. Can you imagine that? What that would be like? Making contact with another species, something beyond us. Being the ones to reveal it to the world. If we could communicate, we could work together. This could just be a miscommunication. It could be a cry for help. We don't know. And we don't know because we haven't taken the time to try to understand them. We don't even want to try. If they would just let me... Yeah?
Hey, it's me.
Yeah. Okay, you can come in.
Are you sure?
Of course.
Milo?
Trish? Do you need something, or...
No. I just, you know, wanted to talk.
Great.
Are you doing okay?
Am I...
I don't know. I just haven't seen you much today.
Yeah, just resting. It's a little bit... overwhelming, being back.
Oh. Do you need anything?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Listen, we just haven't talked a lot, and I wanted to apologize for the whole Jake thing. I just didn't tell you... I mean, I didn't want you to...
It's okay. I know why you didn't tell me. It's fine, really.
The way you say it sounds really not fine. That's the problem.
You did what you thought was best. It just didn't include me. That's fine. Really.
Milo.
You know, it's just weird. Because I come back and nobody wants to talk to me anymore. Or trust me with things, or let me in a room by myself, even. Jude keeps giving me look. I'm pretty sure he's working on something that neither of us know about. And that doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense. I can help with this stuff.
I know. I know you can. I'm sorry. It's just... Yeah. It's just weird.
Do you trust me? Right now. Since I got back.
That's not fair.
I know. But do you?
Yeah.
So then let me do what I'm good at.
I don't know if that's what's best, though.
Okay, fine. Do you even know what you're doing with Jake yet? Have you let him go?
Of course not. He's crazy. And he's lying. I'm not letting him out. We're keeping him in one of the rooms so he's comfortable, but Jude has had people at the door since we put him there. We're watching him on the cameras. Oh, yeah, Jude found the cameras. The whole institute's covered. You can see everything. All the time. They were watching it all.
You knew that. We all knew that.
I know. It's just... You can ignore it if you're not looking right at the screens and seeing it, you know? You can pretend they weren't looking the whole time. It really makes you remember all the dumb stuff you did.
Like when you broke onto the roof?
Like when we broke onto the roof. Or skipped classes. Or snuck food out and hid in closets and ate it later.
That was the worst date idea of all time.
Horrible and dark. The chocolate did not travel well. It melted all over my bag.
Yeah, but you still ate all of it.
Shut up.
Okay, almost all of it.
Shut up.
I don't think there's any more chocolate left here. And believe me, I looked. Not that there was a lot to begin with. Hey, whoa. Where'd you get that?
I found it. I must have looked before you. Like you said, there wasn't a lot. I think it's kind of stale, but I mean, it's chocolate. It can't be that bad.
You actually found chocolate. That was a thing that you looked for. While we were all in immediate peril here, and you found it?
It's chocolate.
Ridiculous.
Come on, don't shake your head like that. Do you want some? Or I could eat all of it. Again.
Fine. Hand it over.
Knew it. I found some on the Ender. Chocolate, I mean. In my, or your office, I guess. I kind of thought you'd left it. I didn't see it the first time I looked.
Chocolate.
I know, it sounds stupid, but it kind of felt like even though you were, you know, gone, that you came back and left it there. I didn't have time to really think about it for very long, but you were on the ship somehow. Unless someone else did, but I don't think that's possible.
You think I got back to the Ender somehow? Even when I was there, no one else could have left it.
I don't think so. I might just not have seen it the first time I looked in the desk. Like, maybe...
No. This could be... Okay. Maybe I was there. Maybe I tried to come back. You didn't see me. You didn't hear anything. Nothing else was... off?
Well, one time, I thought the computer... Well, it seemed like you were trying to leave a message. But that's not possible, is it? It was me just imagining things, waiting for you to come back.
All right, I was helping them get over here, wasn't I? That's what it seems like. That they needed my help in crossing over to our dimension, so I must have been experimenting with it. Oh, maybe I was there, Trish, experimenting, or trying to escape, or just messing around, trying to leave messages. I must have been there.
And you left chocolate.
Apparently. Look, I don't remember any of this either, but it's a definite possibility.
That's dumb. Actually, no, I take it back. It's kind of sweet, but I don't know how you would have left that computer message.
Maybe I...
Hey, Milo.
Right, sorry, okay. I'm just... Wow, okay. That makes a lot of sense. We need to get back to the lab.
You've been in the lab?
I'm trying to figure out what I was doing. See if I can replicate what I came up with. If we can figure out how they're getting here, and how we can get there, oh, that opens up a lot. They obviously haven't perfected it. If we can...
I'm not sure we want to go there again.
Oh, why not?
Did you not already figure out why?
This would be... This would be totally different. It's a fight now. Or you want it to be. This would be helpful.
Milo?
I didn't know the alarm system was back on.
You talked about getting it back on in case things were in trouble. I guess he got it working.
We need to get to Jude and the others, right now.
Do you think something's wrong?
I think... Oh, there goes the power.
Do you think...
Don't think about it.
Do you think they're here?
Come on, we need to get out of here.
You're insane, we need to stay here.
People might need help.
And I don't want to be wandering out there in the dark. I don't have my gun, I don't have anything. If they're out there...
They're not going to hurt me, okay? I don't think they'll hurt you.
You don't think?
I'm going, and you can come if you want. Okay, fine. I'll go by myself. You stay here and don't move. Maybe they'll look past you. I'll come back if I can't find anyone.
You know I'm going with you. Do you have any kind of a weapon, at least? A plan?
I told you, they aren't going to hurt me. So the plan is to make our way towards the offices and see if we can meet anyone along the way. Jude might know what's happened. He tripped the alarms for a reason.
If that was him who did it, you don't know. Maybe they did it all themselves just to scare us before they cut the power.
Okay, we can either stand here and toss around theories all day, or we can get going. The emergency power should come on soon. Are you ready?
Not really.
Trish, come on. It'll be fun. Let's go.
It's so dark out here. There's no way we find our way to anybody else.
You snuck out at night how many times again?
Not without some kind of lights on. Not when it's totally black. Not then. But we need to go left.
I really hope Jude knows what he's doing. If there's anybody who can handle this...
It's not Jude.
Hey, I thought I told you to be nicer to him.
Did you tell him to be nicer to me?
Shush. You don't know what's listening.
Now he's being careful. Milo, if we don't find anyone...
They aren't going to hurt anyone.
Did you hear what Jake said? His whole crew.
You really can't think about that right now.
But what if...
Please don't. Oh, well, hey. Maybe Jude got them back on. Do you hear anything?
Not anything you don't hear. Come on, the kitchens are this way. I know some people have been hanging around in there.
In the kitchens?
I don't know, people eat when they're nervous. And we weren't allowed back there when we took classes. That's where everyone's been hanging out since we got here.
Just around the corner.
Oh, I really wish we had weapons.
You know, technically, those wouldn't help at all in this situation. Not with...
Unhelpful. So unhelpful. Oh, slow down.
Okay, the doors are closed. They might be locked.
That's not a problem.
Well, it is sort of a problem. Hey, what was that?
They're glass doors. I just kicked it in.
A little warning next time, maybe.
baby. Come on.
Since when do you kick in glass doors?
I don't know lately. I've been breaking lots of stuff. It's sort of fun once you get used to it. And what are they going to do, send me to detention?
Hush.
Well, that's kind of rude.
No, really. Be quiet. There's no one in here.
That table's knocked over. There's more broken glass.
It shouldn't be this quiet in here.
Milo.
People were here until just recently. There's some coffee cups here. There's some wrappers. Do people not throw things away? All this alien trauma and nobody grew up, like, at all?
Milo, that's blood. Milo, that's a lot of blood.
Yeah, I see it.
We need to find the others.
I know.
They're in here. They have to be.
But it wasn't in here.
What do you mean it wasn't in here? There's blood, Milo. Somebody was hurt. It got in here and it hurt somebody, and now they're gone. So you'd better...
Shut up.
What?
Sorry, I'm just... Okay, I'm thinking. Just let me think for 2 seconds. Just let me... Hold on.
We don't have time for this. We don't have time for thinking. We aren't even armed.
Okay, there's no forced entry. There's no unlocked doors. They all lock from the inside, which is why we had to break in. Because they probably locked themselves in here, like they're supposed to, when they heard the alarms. Nothing's come through the walls. There's no sign of... Okay, so those things leave a trace, right? But whatever happened here happened suddenly. They let it in here with them.
They wouldn't do that.
Oh, they might.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, we need to go.
That's what I've been saying.
You see that emergency exit? It's not broken in either. They were in here, and then they let themselves out. We need to follow them. Somebody's probably hurt.
There's more blood here on the floor. You see?
I see. Yeah, stay close.
Milo, I don't know what you figured out, but you need to tell me right now.
Hold on. Hey, Jake!
What?
Hey, come on out!
Milo, there's someone coming.
I know. Get over here!
Milo, I don't think it's...
Milo!
What?
And Trish. Yippee.
Jude, get over here. We need to find...
Got him.
Oh, Jude, like always, you're the best.
I don't understand.
Listen, we need to get somewhere safe. I don't know what's happening, but it's not good.
Interrogation room's right over there. We can lock ourselves in there.
I'm telling you, you need to let me go. We need to go. I am not...
Yeah. Shut up, would you? I didn't want to let him out of my sight.
Perfect. Awesome. Room's this way. Let's go.
What did you do to Jake?
Maybe you should ask him.
Listen to me. We need to move faster. We need...
Room's right there. Great. Fantastic. Jude, you know the code to get us in?
Yeah, but...
Don't worry. I'll take him. You get us in.
I don't really see how we'll be any safer in there.
Just listen to me, please.
Shut up. Here, Milo, take him.
Ow! Hey!
Milo, don't hurt him.
Okay, wait. Hold on.
You guys hold on, okay?
What?
Milo!
What? What's happening? Why did the door close?
He locked himself in from the inside. Milo!
Sorry, just hold on.
Milo, let us in.
Milo, whatever you're doing.
I can't get in. I don't know what he did. I don't know how. He's locked himself in.
What are you doing? You're crazy.
Sit down.
What?
Sit down. Let's have a talk.
I don't know what...
I know.
You're crazy. You're...
I know. It's... Oh, wow. This is really good. Oh, this is good. And now you're going to sit that body down and you're going to talk to me. Or we're not leaving here. Don't screw with me. Don't do it. That body's going to take a lot more damage than you're used to. I can promise you that.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
And your friends?
Aren't going to be able to get in here for a good while. We've got plenty of time. So talk.
I don't... No, if now's the best time for that.
Sure it is. And I've got some questions, so settle down.
Knock yourself out.
Okay, first things first. Why do you need me to come back?
That might take a little longer than the time we currently have.
Okay, fine then. How did you get in there?
Still working that out, actually. We've got some stuff to work through. And I didn't anticipate the whole getting punched by your friend thing. That was new.
Don't do that. You don't have to pretend anymore. You don't have to talk like him. You don't have to try. I know what you're doing.
You obviously don't, or you'd know that he's right here. We're right here. There's no difference. Not anymore, I don't think.
Of course there is. You took him over, shoved his subconscious into some corner of his brain, and settled right in.
I'd call it more of a roommate situation. Is that the word for it? There's so many different words to learn.
So you're Jake.
I don't know what I am now.
Great. Sounds like we'll be having a nice, long conversation.
Bright Eyes is written by Amy Meester and produced by Amy Meester, Sydney Fontaine, and Cyrus Fontaine. The voice of Trish Odessa is Sydney Fontaine. The voice of Milo Nielsen is Wyatt Hammond. The voice of Maddie Ryan is Carly Racklin. The voice of Jake Ford is Jake Romano. And the voice of Jude Brogan is Cyrus Fontaine. This episode's soundtrack was composed by special guest Joshua C. Forrest. To find out more about what he's doing, visit him online at joshuacforrest.com. To keep up with the cast and crew, follow us on Twitter. All links will be in the description. Finally, consider supporting us on Patreon for exclusive behind-the-scenes content, artwork, music downloads, and more. Just follow the link in the description. Special thanks to our classified level patron, Kat, and all our other patrons. To learn more about the podcast and its creators, visit us on the web at brighteyespodcast.wixsite.com/brighteyes.